Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara. You're Around the Way Social Worker. And baby, I am back to give you another dose of vitamin E and just to encourage you and drop you a real quick word of encouragement during this season. Okay, we're a few days away from Christmas, right? And we've been in the holiday season, child. We've been listening to This Christmas, Honey. We've been singing Santa. Baby, I know y'all been singing them songs. But, you know, when the Christmas season comes, it just brings something alive on the inside of us. And I think for me, you know, it's the cold weather. We're celebrating the true meaning, which is we know that Jesus wasn't born on this day, but this is when we celebrate the birth of our Savior. So it just makes you all warm and fuzzy. And it seems like people are more friendlier. You're meeting them and everybody is just in a good place. And sometimes it brings the warm and fuzzies and you remember, you know, these good times that you've had. And, you know, we've been talking about all this year. We've been talking about leveling up. We've been talking about relationships. We've been talking about a lot of things. And last week's episode, it was talking about, you know, release. And it's sometimes we have to release some things and some people in order to move to another level. So now here we are closing out this year. And I just want to encourage you, you're either going to release it or repair it. And you have to be obedient to God. Listen to me. Whether to release a person, a relationship, or repair it, a person or a relationship. And this is what I'm saying. And this is why I'm saying it. It's because a lot of times we as individuals become offended. Yes, we do. We become offended. And sometimes things are blown out of proportion. And not only do we become offended, but we become prideful and we won't talk, child. We won't reach out, honey. We won't do none of that. So a lot of relationships and a lot of friendships have been severed because of a misunderstanding or a miscommunication. But I just want to encourage you this week, you either going to release them, or you're going to repair the relationship with them. You're going to do one or the other, but I urge you to be led by the Spirit of God and don't go off your emotions. Because baby, if you think that you want to do it and God ain't gave you the clearance on it, honey, you think it's a blue Christmas, honey, your feelings going to be hurt. So this is what I'm saying to you. You're either going to repair that relationship or that friendship, or you're going to release it. Because you carrying it around, you getting worked up every time you see or hear that person or that situation. You are the one that's really like carrying the brunt of it. Because I'm telling you, those people, they about don't care. You know, whatever that situation is, you can't unfix it. You can't undo it. It is what it is. So I'm saying to you, get out of your way and talk to God. Because there's no sense in you carrying the same hurt, the same, you know, you don't work on your emotions, how to get control of your emotions, but you still have not got to the root cause of it. You still have not got to the reason why. And sometimes it's just a matter of communicating and understanding, talking with an individual. But I tell you, and I cannot stress this enough during this season, don't let your emotions take you to a place where God ain't sent you, because you're gonna have to deal with that all over again. You're going to have to deal with it all over again, especially if that person is not ready to really admit or acknowledge what they did, if they're going to try and justify it. But see, that's when you go on your own. This season, before we go into the next year, start talking to God and ask him, what should you do about certain relationships? How do you handle it? Because you're carrying some things that you really don't need to be carrying. So you need to talk to God and say, God, how do I handle this person? How do I handle this situation? How do I get myself together? Because you're going to need him. Because, you know, us as humans, honey, we think we're strong. We think we can handle it and deal with stuff this way and maybe mess it all up. Let God handle it. But either this season right here, as we close out, baby, you got to release it or repair it. And if you repairing it is going to be beneficial, by all means. But if you repairing it is going to put you in the same space you were in when it was breached, baby, don't even waste your time. I'm telling you, I was talking to one of my friend girls the other day, and me and her, we was just out talking. And I told her, and I said, Lean, I'm at a place now to where if my circle, the circle that I run with, if they can't elevate, if they can't build me, if they can't show me a better way of doing, if they can't be a positive to me, I don't want it. And she was like, you know what, Tara, I'm the same way. I'm at that point to where I need to be surrounded with individuals, and I need to be surrounded with, if I decide that I want to take off and go to Paris, I can pull my son out of school and I can homeschool him and still get the work that he needs. And I still have the money and I'm not worried about this and that. You know, sometimes we get with friendships and we get in relationships with individuals, and listen, and that's why I'm saying this, because me and her were having a real conversation. And sometimes we get into relationships with people and they really holding us down. But because of the spirit of familiarity, come on, somebody, we stick with them because of the spirit of familiarity. Oh, well, you know, well, this my friend. No, ma'am, no, sir. Because basically what your friend or what that situation becomes to you is an anchor. It is holding you back. And God didn't intend for you to drop that anchor. So I'm just telling you this season, I'm just making you aware of, start the relationships or the situation that you want to release or repair. You know, think about it. What happened? Run it over in your mind. Replay it and ask God, how do you deal with it? Ask God, how is it that you should move forward with this? Because remember, a lot of times, as I said at the beginning of, you know, just encouraging you, we cut off people and we cut off situations because our feelings are hurt. We are offended. We let pride take over. But that's not what God intended. Sometimes things just have to be. Sometimes things have to be said in order for us to really understand or to grasp it. Because sometimes things have to be said. And then we have to look at it from a different perspective. And sometimes we have to analyze and we have to dissect it to really get a full understanding. So instead of doing that, because that's work, we'll just cut them off, or we won't pay any attention to the situation or give it, you know, any of your time. But that's not the way it should be. Every day we are here, we should be learning. We should be growing. Every day we should be evolving. We were not put on earth to remain the same. We were not. You know, I have friends and I have circles that I run in that I met maybe at work, or maybe I met, you know, working out. It's just different things, but they have added things to my life. I have added things to their life. So we are to evolve and to grow. So this season, I'm encouraging you so much to, baby, go ahead and go to God and ask God, God, what do I do? Do I release this thing or do I repair this thing? What was your express intention for this season, for this relationship, for this person, you know, in my life? What was the purpose? And Lord, help me to restore it. Help me to restore it. And y'all know I'm gonna give y'all this and I'm gonna be done. But I will listen to a song by Ty Bello. Y'all look it up when y'all have chance. And it was just talking about restore. The song is Restore. And the song is just simply saying, you know, when we ask God to restore things, that does not mean that he will take it back to the beginning, you know, of the relationship or when the situation happened. That's not what he's doing. What God will do when he restores, he's going to take it back to its original use, the original purpose. So I believe this season, God, I thank you. I believe this season, I know what I'm talking about, repairing and releasing. But as I'm sitting here talking to you guys, I'm getting so emotional, getting full, because we're at a season in our lives to where we need to ask God to restore some things. We need to ask God, and only He can truly restore so that He can get the glory and that it can be used for its natural purpose. I don't know where that, my Holy Spirit, I'm talking to y'all, and He just done swooped on in. He just done swooped on in. But that's okay. That's okay, because, you know, I encourage you today as you're listening that you pause for a moment and you ask God, what do I need to release? Who do I need to release? What do I need to repair? Who, what relationship do I need to repair? And God, restore as only You can. So listen, this is all I got time to give y'all today, because I don't even know why He moved the way He moved. My heart got so heavy. Did y'all hear my voice drop down? Baby, I'm fixing to start praying over here. But I just want to say to y'all today, listen to the voice of God and earnestly go to Him and mean it. And you know what? The answer that He gives you, you may not even want to do with y'all. Ooh, baby. The answer that He gives you, you may not even want to entertain it. But the word of God says that obedience is better than sacrifice. And we have to learn to be obedient, because we do not know what we're sacrificing when we're not being obedient. You know, and sometimes when He gives you an answer, and I'm going to give y'all this, I'm going to shut it down. He gave me, one of my friends, he gave me directions to go to their home. And they have a Ring camera, so I know that they see me. And mind you, that me and this friend, we hadn't talked in a good minute. And I rung the doorbell. Honey, nobody from that side of the camera said nothing. And y'all know when I walked away, I was a little bit hot. I was like, God, now You got me out here looking crazy. Now, I know they see me, you know, but that was like the enemy came and said, well, you know, He told you to do that. Now look at you. He. Baby, whatever. Not only one time, but He did it two times. God said, go by there. I said, now look, I went by there once, and I know they see me, and nobody said nothing. You want me to go again? Child, I was obedient. I put pride to the side, and I went by again. You think they answered that door again? You think they said something on the camera? They didn't. I said, now, Lord, I don't know what was the purpose of Him sending me there once, let alone twice, but the fact that I was obedient, I know that He doing something with it. I know that He done something with it. So I'm just saying to you guys, be obedient to whatever it is that He's going to tell you to repair, to release, and ask Him to totally restore it. Totally restore it. And I'm telling you, going into the new calendar year of man, you know, you'll have you a fresh start and a different perspective on how you look at things and how you look at people. So until the next time, y'all continue to push past the pain and persevere. Also, make sure that you are trusting God. Make sure that you're trusting Him. Make sure that this is the time that you need to be listening for Him. The hustle and the bustle, and we're moving. Just listen for God. Just listen for Him in a still, small voice. He's going to give you clarity. He's going to give you direction. And I promise you, He's going to give you comfort and peace. Hallelujah. Girl, I'm baby. What is it? So until the next time, y'all can hear the smile big and step strong wide. Because y'all know these people are watching y'all. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And they most definitely want to see how you maintaining. Because they know you ain't releasing things. You ain't repaired some things. You need to fix some things. But you ain't doing it. So they watching you, child. They want to see what it's going to end up like. But let them know you're going to be obedient this season. And watch how God turn that thing around for you. Y'all also, make sure y'all stay on the lookout for emails. If you have not signed up for the email, I still have the subscribe page. Look in the link in here. But I'm also, my website is getting up and running. And also, I will be doing YouTube. We'll be doing YouTube live. So we'll be able to talk too. So until the next time, y'all enjoy your Christmas. And y'all be safe. And we shall talk again on next week. Also, if you have any topics or any things you want to discuss or any questions, because at the beginning of the year, we're going to have random, just pure conversations. Those podcasts will be on Tuesday. So it's no holds barred. We talking grown on here. And then also we'll be having the black letter of the day. And the black letter of the day is just basically someone writing in, someone giving a comment, someone asking how to. And I'm super excited about that. I have already collected quite a few. So send yours in. You can text me. You can DM me. You can email me. However you want to get it in, love. So that we can have us a conversation. I'm super excited. So until the next time, y'all be blessed and have a Merry Christmas. And please do not forget the reason for the season. Y'all step strong. I holla.